Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
I like it. Maybe the Eagles should run out from Sunday from the tunnel to this, John. It's
hard
very
charging.
Aggressive, but it builds here.
Wow. It really is. This is not the greatest timing it up song, I guess, for returning, because the build is too long, maybe
That's
a minute
right.
long.
Hard charging.
But it does build here, and then it breaks it down to a very, you can hear it building behind me. It's so calm, and it's almost like a little pony galloping along on a country road. Listen, here it comes.
Wow.
Great drop.
That's good. I like
it. There you go.
I see the little pony.
Yeah, just galloping along galloping. And now, whoa!
I dig it. All right, someone who's not a little pony. He's more like a brick house.
I love that insight into John's mind that he thinks of a little pony with this song. It's great stuff.
All right, Ben Davis, there's no little pony in him. Benjamin,
just
how are you,
just a little
buddy?
Mark.
Top of the morning to you.
And
the rest of the day to yourself, lad.
Absolutely, man. How are you, pal?
I'm great. I'm great.
You're graying a little bit. I noticed that when you walked in.
What are you doing there for? What are
you're
graying a little bit?
A little bit. How about a lot of it?
Yeah, we all are, buddy.
Father Time is undefeated, Joseph.
Yeah. Well, there's that person I heard recently on TV that says he's not going to die. But I thought that guy was an idiot.
Yeah. Not all of us can be Spanish like yourself.
Yeah, well, listen, let me tell you. De Camara. You know, that's what it's from. It was De Camara De Solis in the 1800s. And then someone chopped off the De Solis and made the small D a big D and De Camara. Well, John, James, he brought up the Mexican heritage. I'm giving the story. I don't know. Was that Belichick?
It was Belichick.
Screw Belichick.
What's Solis?
I don't know. It was
is that a person or a
I don't,
place?
I don't know.
Solis, is that that was your grandmother?
I don't know.
It's a creature guy. No, I got it.
De Camara De Solis was the name.
Mm,
but anyway.
It's a mouthful.
So Ben, you excited for the birds, man?
Yeah.
Oh no!
What's
the problem?
What are you
not confident?
Doing?
You frustrated with Jalen? What's the issue?
Yeah,
you're frustrated with Jalen.
Yeah.
Wow. All right, go.
Two just doesn't do it for me.
He changed from 2-1.
Right.
Yeah.
I trust Saquon. I trust the line. I really trust the defense. Zach Bond's on a different planet.
Yep.
But there's just something in me that just the trust factor isn't there.
With Jalen Hurts.
Okay. And I just didn't see enough on Sunday.
He's incredibly trustworthy in terms of he does the smart thing over the daring or, test the waters thing every time. He is the most conservative quarterback I think I've ever seen.
I agree with that. You put him up against a gunslinger like Stafford, and I don't know. I think they win.
Yeah.
I think they win, but I think it's going to be a very close game, because I think Stafford's going to come out and say, fingers in the air saying, I don't give a rat's ass. I'm going out, and you're going to get the best of me. I'm going to sling it all over the place. If I throw a pick, so be it.
Yeah, that's the problem. Brett Favre, too, when we would play the 4th-and-26 game, I can remember all week long the defenders saying, and this was every time you played Favre and the Packers, he'll give you a couple. Just catch them. He'll give you a couple. Just catch them. And I'm not so sure that's what they're saying about Matthew Stafford. I don't think he's as loosey-goosey as Brett Favre was, but they're going to throw the ball around a lot. And our coverage is impeccable.
It really is.
We are missing N'Kobe Dean, and that's tough because that's right in the middle of it all. And he coordinates it all, and he makes sure everyone knows where they are. But, man, the coverage, that's our strength. That's, you know, what they hang their hats on, too. Matthew Stafford is an amazing quarterback, but we overpower them. We are roster-wise supreme when you look side by side. So I don't worry about this coming game, this weekend. I am excited about the fact that we are rested and as healthy as any team going. Okay. I mean, 21 out of 22 starters,
very healthy.
Is phenomenal.
Yeah, very healthy. All right, let's get a lot of calls in here. 215-592-9494. Ben in the studio with us for the next 3 hours. Let's go to Tim in Audubon. Tim, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Joe.
What's up, buddy?
Hold on, I got to get out of the tub here. Amy, grab my tail.
I'll tell you, I applaud that kind of humor.
That was
Tim.
Good work,
that
Tim.
That was pretty solid. Well,
listen, guys, yesterday I'm on my sports network, NFL, and the Eagles game was on in week 12. I am not worried at all now. I watched that. I seen Jalen. I just have this feeling that we're holding back and they're going to let Jalen light it up when we play, hopefully.
Boy, I hope not, Tim. I really do hope not, because I just want them to stick to the formula of running it a ton. Now, he's part of that. Let me be clear. It was astounding the other day. I didn't know it was this high when the announcer in the game said the Eagles, and this includes called pass plays that turn into Jalen scrambles, okay, that 65% of the plays the Eagles run, that's astounding.
That is
unbelievable. Now, I don't know if that's like 58 or 60% by design, and then the scrambles take it to another 5% or 7%.
Well, I also think the second half of games and the way they run, like, it plays a part of it,
holding
too.
Leads,
yeah,
and all that
holding
stuff.
Holding leads,
yeah.
And being up is my
but
point.
But it is,
yeah,
a shocking number.
It's a high number, no
to
doubt.
Hear that 35% of the time they pass is stunning.
Yeah.
My point is, Tim, I don't want them, this game or any of these games, to have Jalen slinging all over the place, and I don't think they will. I do not think Sirianni and Kellen Moore will do that.
I'm okay with that. I'm just tired. I watch these games. I'm telling you, I got a 50-inch TV, and I'm hiding in my room listening to Merrill. I can't watch the TV. And then when we start winning, I come out and watch the TV.
Because you're nervous?
I don't want to live like that anymore.
My wife's the same way. Emily gets so nervous, she'll, like, leave the room for plays, and she'll, like, she can't, like,
what does that
stomach
do?
It sometimes. But she gets so stressed about it.
That's all.
Why would you not watch?
No, she just, like, it's just too stressful for her to
wow.
look.
That's know? Incredible.
Yeah, it really, like, messes with her sometimes.
Jerry
She's
West
so
said
it.
That when yeah, he was the GM yeah, of the I Lakers, Jerry West would leave the arena in the championship yeah. moments and drive around. He was so nervous.
What were you saying, Tim?
I wimp out, man. I don't know what it is, what not watching TV. I do it with the Phillies, too. We're in the World Series. I'm hiding in my kitchen.
Oh, man.
Got the radio on.
But that's what you're dying to see. That's what you're living all week for, getting to watch the game on game day.
Your whole life you're waiting for a World Series. Tim, give me an answer. An iconic photograph.
Just, it's not sports one, right?
No, anything.
Okay, I would say the Ohio State where the girl's over the body and she's pointing up at the she's pointing to the National Guard. Remember when she's on the ground? The other
Kent State.
Dead?
Kent State.
Oh,
Kent
yeah,
State.
Yeah, yeah,
I gotcha. Kent State. Well, he said Ohio State. That's going to ding him. But Kent State obviously was a big problem. Was that 69, 70, something like that? 71. Four people died with the shooting at Kent State. All right, it's a great week, man. Eagles, Rams. It's a good draw for the Birds. I feel extremely confident the Eagles will win this game. And maybe I shouldn't be so of that mindset, but as I said earlier, and I'll say it again, it's just hard for me to imagine the Eagles losing. Now, I know Ben's very concerned about Jalen, and, you know, probably half the city is, but they really should win this game. You know, they really should. I mean, think about what you got going for you. You got defense. You got offensive line. You got Saquon. You got home field advantage. You got an extra day's rest. You got no travel. You're the better team, and I'd say they're on, it feels to me like a bit of a mission here. I mean, I think what happened last year, I mean, what a rebound from last year to this. And specifically, you know, if you think about it, after the 2-2 start, I mean, since 2-2, they are, this takes a, I got to figure this out here, 13-1?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, 13-1. pretty
13-1.
Yeah, and the one, Jalen Hurts was knocked out on the second drive. That's the one.
Yeah.
The one game they lost, Jalen Hurts was knocked out of in the first quarter.
That's remarkable. All right, so one thing, speaking of knocking out, it was really a shame to see Nakobe, obviously, you know, get injured in the last game, and he's out for the remainder of the season, and there's talk that it could impact the beginning of next year. So they got to replace him, obviously, for the final three games, and the idea has been Oren Burks, but... Burks or Burks? How do you say his name? What's the
plural? Burks.
Burks. All right.
Burks.
But there was another name thrown in the mix by Vic Fangio yesterday. I found the back end of what he said pretty interesting here. Let's listen to Vic Fangio in his press conference talking about replacing Nakobe Dean.
Vic, what were your defense miss most with Nakobe being out?
His good play. You know, he's really played good for us this year. Gotten better and better as the season wore on. He was, you know, he had the green dot, was a call leader out there and making the calls that ILBs have to make. So we're going to miss him a ton.
Does it change the way you call a game without him in there?
No.
Will Zach get the green dot now? Or
yes.
Any thought about getting Trotter some reps out there? Is it going to just be Oren Burks, or how are you going to work that?
No, we'll probably... get Trot, you know, we're not afraid to put him in there.
What has Trot shown you as a young kid?
Trot? Yeah, I think Trot's got a good future, and that future may be now.
How about that? I mean, is he going to start?
Start?
I don't know. I just, that was the very end. That future may be now. I don't know. I mean, we thought Burks would be the guy. Maybe Trot Jr.'s the guy. Maybe it's a little bit of both.
Well, he's not starting. He's not the starter.
Well, no, he hasn't started, but it doesn't mean he might not switch. I mean, Vic Fangio could switch.
I think they'll rotate. I think what he's done when these guys have been pressed into service, what we've seen is they'll both get about the same amount of play. Oren Burks and Trot. The thing is with Trot, I know we love Trot because of his dad, but he is certainly low man on the totem pole being a rookie. And he will be leaned on for his special teams. You know, both guys will be leaned on for special teams. They're probably going to be dialing Oren Burks' role back a little bit on the special teams side. Maybe both of their role a little bit on the special teams side, because they are going to have to be defenders more than they've been for this entire season. So that's the biggest adjustment that our team has to make. Normally, teams around the league are making all sorts of these big changes this time of year. You know, how will these guys step up? How will they perform when the pressure's on? It's going to be a duo filling the Nakobe role. And I think that's what he's speaking to. Vic Fangio is talking about the fact that they can both bring something to the table, and they're probably both going to get a lot of reps in the game itself.
All right, 215-592-9494. By the way, 8 o'clock today, I encourage you to listen, because at 8 o'clock we're going to say a name, and with that name, on Friday's show, you can win tickets to the Eagles and the Rams. So we're giving away tickets this week, Friday at 8, to the Eagles and the Rams, and the way to win them is hear the name that we say today, tomorrow, and Friday at 8. Know those names and the one we said yesterday, and with those names, you can win tickets to the Eagles-Rams this week here on WIP.
And, of course, courtesy of NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy.
All right, Ross Tucker joins us in about 10 minutes. We'll get to what Nick Nurse said. I mean, yesterday was a disgrace by the 76ers. We'll get to that shortly. Mike in Northeast Philly. Mike, good morning.
Yeah, hey, good morning.
Hi, Mike.
Fellas.
What's up?
Let me get you off speakerphone here.
You got it, Mike.
Yeah, I want to talk a little about the Eagles. And, you know, they got a tough task ahead of them. I watched that game. They're pretty good, these Rams.
They looked very good in that game. They did. I like when John said he thinks they're going to run out of steam.
Yeah, but... Nakobe Dino, man, big loss, man. Big loss. I hope they can, patch him in, you know, fill that hole. You know?
Yeah, they've got two guys to fill the role of one guy, and they have a lot of confidence in both of them. So I feel okay about this.
And Hurts needs protection. He needs more protection from his blind side. I mean, it seems like they're always coming after him on the side. You know, he can't see.
Well, look, I mean, I don't know about that.
After the quarterback is what got the Rams where they are.
Right.
You know, blitzing Sam Darnold is a big reason why. They had eight defenders with at least half a sack against Sam Darnold.
Amazing.
So they're sending people from every which way.
Mike,
I don't think you can do that against Jalen Hurts. So not going to be the same, Mike.
I don't know about what you just said there, John. Hold on, Mike. Here's what I'll tell you.
You can't run your defenders with their backs to our quarterback.
Well, you run a risk. You run a risk, obviously, because Jalen can run it.
No, you just won't. They won't do it.
Well,
they can't do it unless you've got someone devoted to stopping him, spying him. Again, it's all about the numbers. And that you just can't play us the way that they played Sam Darnold for the most part.
Here's what I'm saying. I expect Hurts in this playoff to be heavily blitzed in some game, maybe this one, and teams say one of three things is going to happen. We're either going to sack you, you're going to quick trigger, get the ball out, which I think he struggles with, or he's going to run effectively. And in those moments, though, do create variance that teams might take chances with defensively. We'll see.
He was not great when he was pressured by the Packers.
No, I mean, I think
he was really good against the blitz. His numbers against the blitz were very good.
Pressured, like not just against the blitz. He was 2 for 8 for 19 passing yards.
One of his weakest elements is quick trigger release. So if I was a defensive coordinator, I would try to put him in that position frequently.
And then he'll tuck it and
he might
run the ball
for
first downs and touchdowns all day.
He may do that. That's right.
Okay, you guys ready for my picture?
Yeah, give me a photo, Mike.
Well, I'm going to finish with the one guy said earlier this morning, and it's the Marines raising the flag at Iwo Jima.
There we go. Yep. That's exactly right,
so
man.
So what was the first answer to that? What did he say?
He said Mount Sarabachi.
We got a Twitter reply that says that is Iwo Jima. It's just like the specific location. I haven't looked up to see if that's accurate or not. I'm just saying it could be a double answer.
So we all look like idiots.
Yeah, especially me because I read the book on it.
Oh yeah, you look like a real big idiot,
Joe.
Yeah, he's right. So that first guy had Iwo Jima.
Okay.
But all right. We all know it is Iwo Jima.
Yeah,
so I will say that, but I mean,
Can't ding him if he's technically right. That's not fair.
Yeah, he's more right than we were. That counts for him. Yeah.
All right. So the last caller, Mike, you've been you're X'd. You're out. So we're back to Manny's answer, Iwo Jima, even though he said Mount Sarabachi. All right. Good work by both of them right there. 215-592-9494. Not good work by the 76ers last night. If you missed it, Manny, Mo, Jack's brother Frank, Frank's brother Sam, and Sam's sister Sally played in the game. And who didn't play was everybody else. Paul George, Joel Embiid.
Are those names all antiquated?
Maybe.
Sam,
I thought you were going to say made up, but yeah.
No, really. Like, they all do have a certain feel. Like, those are all 50s style names, don't you think?
I think Jack's a cool name.
Yeah, Jack's still a name.
Jack is more modern.
I think a lot of those names are coming back.
I mean,
Sam.
A little bit.
Jack. Harry's a big one.
Harry?
Harry's a big
Harry's
name.
Coming back?
Yes.
Harry's old school.
What about Richard? My daughter has a Harry in her class.
There's a lot of Harrys. Yeah.
But wow. Richard's not.
Wonder why. I mean, Richard's a good name.
That was a great pause right there. That's a great pause.
All right, so 76ers last night just put a bunch of just nobodies out there. And who doesn't play includes Joel Embiid, Paul George, Kyle Lowry, Tyrese Martin, KJ Martin, Caleb Martin, Andre Drummond. I mean, it's just a debacle. So we ask you this Twitter poll question of the day today. And, of course, they lose, and they're down in the first quarter, and the other team just cruises for three quarters, and it is exactly what you'd expect that it would have been. We asked you today a Twitter poll question brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin offering huge savings on every leftover 2024 Chevrolet remaining in inventory. Together, let's drive. ArminChevy.com. Is your disgust with the 76ers at an all-time high, yes or no? Ben Davis, is your disgust with the 76ers at an all-time high?
100%. I walked in last night, and, you know, we have one kid in college. So the other three are sitting at the island eating supper. And my wife is there, and the Sixers game is on. And I walked in, and I lost it. I said, which Momo turned this crap on?
You know, you got mad at your family.
Yeah.
What did you call them? Momo?
Momo.
What is that?
I don't know. It's like what?
About it, John.
It's not a compliment.
Okay.
I said, what Momo turned this game on? And Riley raised her hand. She goes, I'm watching. I go, get it off. Literally. I go,
that's
get
a little
it
heavy-handed.
Off. I was in the house for, I don't know, 15 seconds.
So you
I said,
right
get
about
it off.
That?
And then they panned to the bench. They panned to the bench. They showed all of them that weren't playing.
I know.
And I go, this is, can you imagine being a season ticket holder?
Oh, my God.
No.
I would demand my money back.
I agree with you,
I wouldn't get it back.
No, you wouldn't.
But I would demand it.
It is.
It's pathetic.
It is. It is.
Pathetic.
It is so disgraceful what is going on. And, I know we sound like a broken record because we cover this, it seems like, every week or two that this crops up yet again. They just
what do
don't.
They do? What can they do? Do they seriously consider chopping the season?
See, I don't think that makes a difference because if they play 60 games, I think the players choose to play 40 games. I believe that.
How can you have this little pride?
They don't play.
So
they don't play.
Right. How do you change that? How do you change the?
I haven't figured out the answer, John. I know this.
Find guys that want to play.
If you don't like burn with desire to get out there, and maybe it's just different for football than it is for other sports.
Well, guaranteed contracts make a huge difference.
That does make a huge difference. And the fact that it's just one game every week for us, you know, for the football guys, it really does feel like you build to that and you look forward to that. But I don't think it was coached in me to love it, to have fun, to look forward to that like it was like recess. Let me at that game. I can't wait to get out there and do this. This is what I do best, and I love it, and this is what my teammates do best, and we love each other while we're doing it. Like, this is the fun part.
John, I've never...
And they don't want to do it.
And by the way, I put this not as much on the players as some people do. Believe me, I put it a lot on the players, but the organizations permit this. I mean, the organizations are of the mindset that this is a wise course of action. And by organizations, I mean more than just the Sixers. It goes on all around the league. Sixers take it to an extreme level. But I mean, I've never seen anything like this in sports. They are devouring their own product. They have a horrible product right now. They're going backwards rapidly. The NBA is going backwards.
Oh, yeah.
The commissioner's doing nothing. The owners are doing nothing.
Well,
the players.
The commissioner
no
even
leadership.
Have the good sense to realize?
Be a leader! Be a leader!
Doing?
Silver, lead! Lead!
What we've got.
Lead! You've got to lead! Lead! We have a league that is disintegrating in front of our freaking eyes. There's no leadership. There's no vision. There's no guts in the commissioner. The owners are a bunch of idiots. And the players have just grown accustomed to this is acceptable. Guys, unacceptable! Play! And if you don't, we just won't watch. And parents like Ben Davis and fans like Ben Davis will say, I'm not a fan anymore.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to take an active part in not supporting you.
Yes.
Ben, correct. I support what you're saying. Like, correct. Get it off. That it does not deserve the attention.
I have never in my life, I've never in my whole life seen anything like it. I've never, ever, ever, ever seen a league just devour itself as quickly as this league is. And they can turn it around, but they better quickly. Because they are really, really losing people.
I don't think they're self-aware enough to turn it around, Joe. That's the problem.
Joe, this is something.
Or Adam Silver might not have the handle to turn it around,
he
too.
Might not.
This is
he
something not. That's not just at the NBA level. This is all down through
AAU, all that
AAU,
stuff. Yeah.
They go to college for 1 year. Yeah. They come out. These guys are just, it's okay, Johnny. You don't have to do this. You don't have to do that. We go to college to get NIL money. And then they come out and say, well,
just
God,
watch Ben Simmons one and done.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I remember.
Exactly. This is not just, this is all throughout. This is our culture now.
Yes.
With raising children and the athletes that we're quote unquote raising.
Yes,
everything is spoon-fed to them, and they're catered to, and they think this is okay.
Brutal.
They think this is acceptable. They think, you know what? I'm going to take the pride out of it. There is no pride in what they're doing. There's zero.
I agree with you. Mm-hmm. All right, look, obviously you can react. You hear how we feel. And part of why it hurts so much is we have historically loved the NBA. My God, the Sixers and the NBA, you kidding me? I mean, I love that, but not now. All right. So that's a part of the show. The main thing, obviously, and we'll get to what Nick Nurse said. Let's just move on for now. But the main thing, obviously, is the Eagles. They've got a huge game coming up on Sunday. So we're 4 days away from a 3:00 kickoff Sunday afternoon. A game that, you know, I've got a tremendous amount of confidence in the Birds' ability to win. Maybe too much because, you know, I know anybody can win and all that. I know Stafford's good. I don't take that for granted. But I'll just be really, really, really surprised that the Eagles lose this game. All right. For more on that.
I have a problem the Eagles don't. I'm looking past the game. I don't think the Eagles are. I think they do a great job of being ready and up and hitting the ground running. Let's hope the offense is productive.
John, I'm already starting to think about the NFC Championship game.
I always jump ahead.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Because that game really is going to be exciting.
Well, that's fascinating.
I'm already thinking about how great it's going to be. But this game against the Rams, this is a high-flying, this Rams team, it's like a designer, exciting motions and unique ideas on offense.
I love this designer
blitz it
team.
Up on blitz it up on defense. It is going to be cool to watch.
All right, let's talk to Ross Tucker. He joins us every single Wednesday at this time, and we love when the Birds are in the playoffs and we're talking to Ross. Good morning, Ross.
Morning. How are you guys?
How are you, pal?
Super rough.
I don't know. First of all, I'm like listening to you guys, and Ben's going off on the NBA, and you guys are killing the NBA. I mean, I've never heard you guys go that fast from killing the NBA to there's no way the Eagles lose the game. I mean, what are we doing here?
Well, we're you know what, man? I'll say this one more thing about the NBA, and then we'll just about stick to the Eagles. Ross, you were, correct me if I'm wrong, you were an NFL player, right?
Joe, yes, for 7 years. This is a joke, right?
No, it's actually not. So here's
he
why
knows you're an NFL player, though.
Here's why I asked that question.
All right.
NBA players aren't players anymore. They don't play. How can you be a player if you don't freaking play? Anyway, let's move on.
All no, right.
You get my point.
That's a much longer conversation. I thought Ben made really good points about the how people come up through the system now.
Yeah, well, no question. And the guaranteed contracts and the whole deal. I mean, we get it all. So they do. I'm not certain what the solution is, but I know this. Without a solution soon, they're going to completely eat their product.
To be honest with you, Joe, for a while, I've kind of not paid attention that much to the playoffs anyway. And I don't know how you fix that, but that's like...
You mean the regular season?
Yeah, no, until the playoffs. Yeah, I don't pay attention. I don't pay attention during the regular season. It's like, okay, playoffs start. Now I know the guys are going to play. Because, you know, before they used to play, but they wouldn't play defense. Like you could literally watch them and be like, oh my gosh,
here's what I'll say. I disagree with that in part. I thought there was entertainment value in watching a game. My team versus your team. Let's see who wins. Let me be
even if they weren't playing with playoff intensity, it was still a game with the best players out there. Yeah. I can see that.
Guys try. I mean, Charles Barkley tried. I mean, he didn't not try. He was trying, but... All right, Ross, yes or no, hard to imagine the Eagles lose this game on Sunday.
I would be surprised.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would be surprised. Now, what's interesting to me about that is it's not really because it's the Rams, because I think the Rams have some really good things going. They are very young, especially on defense. Their young D-line is nasty. I mean, they sacked Sam Darnold 9 times on Monday night.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
And we know what Stafford is when he's healthy and when he's on point and when he kind of catches fire. We know about their receivers. The thing that makes it tough is, you know, there's a lot going on for those guys personally out in Los Angeles. Then they had to go, and it was supposed to be a home game. They had to go to Arizona. They probably got back, I don't know, 2 a.m., on Tuesday morning after playing in Arizona Monday night. So they have a short week. They put so much, like everything was like win for the city, win for LA. They're wearing the LA fire department stuff. It just felt like they put a lot into that game. Now it's a short week. You come out to the East Coast, and last time I checked, it's going to be like in the 20s and might snow. Like, I'll say this. They could win, but if they do, it's one of the more impressive wins I've seen in a while. To go to Philadelphia, who has better players than you, on a short week after all the emotions of Monday night, yeah, in cold weather for an LA team, if they win, it's up there among one of the most impressive wins for the Rams and one of the worst losses for the Eagles.
How surprised were you, Ross, at when the Rams were playing the Vikings at the jump that they got? I mean, 24-3 at the half. It just didn't even feel like a game. Were you surprised by that, or was there something that you saw from Sam Darnold the week before that you realized, oh man, teams are just going to take advantage and exploit him for his weaknesses?
I was still surprised, but I did wonder if that loss to the Lions, like if there'd be a hangover effect for the Vikings.
Mm-hmm.
And it certainly felt like there was. I mean, they got beat up by the Lions. They had put so much into that game to try to be the number one seed, to try to be the Super Bowl favorite. And it's almost like on some level that game got them twice. I think people did realize, hey, you really got to heat up Sam Darnold. The O-line for the Vikings is not great.
Uh-huh.
If you can do a good job of disguising coverages and play aggressive man coverage, he's going to hold on to the ball. And he cost himself a lot of money.
Last year.
I mean, he was going to get a huge contract, and maybe even with the Vikings, probably not, but now not so much.
Is he going to be a starter next year still?
He will. I mean, the body of work was going to – plus there's still at least 5 to 8 teams that need upgrades at quarterback, and mm-hmm. it's not a great draft for quarterbacks. You can't all draft high. So I do think someone will still say, hey, he's still a good quarterback. He's just not – he just didn't play his best in those last two games that mattered the most.
So we're about to play a really good quarterback in Matthew Stafford. And our defense, the way we stymied Jordan Love wasn't fancy. We played zone most of the time. We didn't blitz much. I don't know if we can do that and be successful against a guy as experienced as Matthew Stafford. What do you think on that, Ross?
Well, so he has absolutely killed the blitz this year. He has been awesome against the blitz. So defensively, by far the most important thing for the Eagles, can they get there with just 4 guys or 5, sometimes when they rush 5?
And I think they can.
I think they have to, because obviously the secondary for the Eagles is a strength. That's actually a whole other conversation, Joe, at some point. It's like, where does this secondary rank in like all-time Eagles secondaries? But the secondary is a strength. You still, though, if they're rushing 4 or 5 and those guys aren't getting there, Stafford's still going to be able to heat up and have a big game. And then if you bring pressure, he's been very, very good against pressure this year, like I said. So it's going to be on, you know, these young guys for the Eagles. How about Nolan Smith?
Yeah, unbelievable.
In that, I mean, you know, guys, he played we got to go back and check this, but I want to say in the last preseason game that I called for the Eagles that I think Jalix Hunt either didn't play or barely played because the Eagles liked him and kind of knew where he was at. But Nolan Smith played almost that whole game. Like, Nolan Smith was still in the category of this guy, we don't know what we have in him. He needs reps. He needs to be out there. And now, not only is he making incredible sacks, but Elgton Jenkins pulls and he totally blows him up on like one of the first plays of the game. He doesn't even weigh 240, John, and he's out there playing like an absolute madman. That is huge. You can't overstate, especially because we don't know what happens to BG.
Yep.
Sweat's a free agent. Like, Bryce Huff can't play or hasn't been able to play. They need, like, you could argue
Freudian slip
of any player. Yeah. You can argue if they needed anybody to show that they could play at this high of a level, it was Nolan Smith.
Yeah, and he's talking about he should be down like on docks tying down ships. You know, like he realizes that could be his reality. Like yesterday in the media message, he was talking about like, I could be down there like working with my hands.
So
like,
he's humble, you're saying.
Absolutely.
And aware.
This guy has an incredible perspective on how wonderful it is, his opportunity. He's taking full advantage of this chance, and he really values it.
Well, look, it's one of the great developments.
He plays that way, too.
Yeah, it's one of the great developments in a short period of time I've seen in Philly sports history. I mean, really, he went from being unplayable to
him
really
and
playing
Zach
well.
Bond, yeah. It's like this... Yeah, I've never seen anything like either of them.
Yeah, no, I agree. The only thing different about Zach Bond is we didn't know him, and we didn't see him stink here. I mean, we saw Nolan Smith go from being horrible to being very effective.
No one saw Zach Bond stink.
Well,
Zach Bond was playing special teams only.
All right, let's get a lot of calls in here. Ross with us for an hour, 215-592-9494. Mark in Downingtown right now. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. I'll move quickly because you guys covered such a wonderful gamut of things here. I want to give kudos to Ben Davis because I thought I was the only one who still used the term momos.
Well, Ben may be the only one that still uses the term supper, and I applaud you, Ben, but that is old school.
Cellar. I say cellar.
The icebox?
Cellar. No, I don't say
you say
icebox.
Davenport?
Instead of basement is the point, you say cellar?
I say cellar, yes.
Cellar, I use cellar.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I don't. Yeah.
Davenport.
Yeah, you say Davenport.
The chair? Are you talking about a Davenport?
Yeah, like instead of the
not say Davenport.
That's old.
Do you use the horse
that
and,
is old,
you
John.
Do the horse and buggy? Is that how you got in here today?
No.
Holy mackerel. No. All right, go ahead, Mark.
I had three concerns about the game coming up here, and I am confident we're going to win, but just hear me out, and I'd love to hear your comments on them afterwards. My first one is, and it's not really so much for this game, but it's for the rest of the postseason. My concern is I'd love to get out to an early lead because I'm so concerned about injuries moving forward through the postseason. I don't want to see...
I don't know that an early lead really changes that dynamic. I mean, if you're up by three touchdowns, maybe you pull guys out with 4 minutes to go, but, you know... Whether you have an early lead, whether you're up 10 or down 10, players are still going to be playing hard just about to the very, very end.
Mark, are you saying you're worried about injuries more now because the games matter more now? Don't worry about the injuries. Every week these guys are going out there and injuring themselves, and they'll continue to do that. And it's just we are a tough group. Even though they're injured, they will continue to try to get out there and play through it, which is a huge advantage. We have guys who can play through it in many cases, and I feel great about that.
Yeah,
part.
Like Paul George.
We don't even know about Jalen's injuries most of the time. Not at all like Paul George. The opposite of Paul George.
You know what I would have loved?
And the entire Sixers organization.
Someone should have asked Nick Nurse after the game, Nick, was Paul George incapable of playing tonight? Ben, what would he be saying?
The
you
answer
said,
would be no.
Yeah, he would
and
say
then
no.
The follow-up
you think
would
he's going to throw his player under the
well,
bus?
Well, then the follow-up would be, then why didn't he play?
The answer would be...
right? James, that's why I'd be a great attorney, James. All right, Mark, you said you had 3 points. Try to rattle through the next two quickly.
Bro, the other one, I want defense hopefully to get home quickly.
Yep.
I'd love to see Stafford knocked out because I don't want to see it close and have him have the ball towards the end of the game. That does make me a little nervous.
Yeah.
And my third concern is, again, if the game's close, I really hope Elliott doesn't have the yips because I'm afraid we're going to miss, you know, an integral extra point.
I worry too. That is a concern, Mark. Give
I don't
me.
Know
a,
how he couldn't worry.
I agree.
About it, yeah.
And Sirianni keeps supporting Jake Elliott, but he's got to be
which
concerned.
He should. I mean, if they're not going to get rid of Jake, like that's exactly what he should do.
I agree. All right, Mark. The most iconic photograph of all time is which one?
The mushroom cloud over Nagasaki.
Wow.
Ooh. Yeah, that's a big answer.
Wow.
Yeah.
Ugh, wow.
These are dark photos.
All right, I'm going to ask a question I have wondered for years, and I may sound really dumb.
Oh.
Here
be
we
very
go.
Careful.
All right, I'm going to be very careful, but God, I have wondered this for years. All right, let me sit down.
Maybe if you're listening, sit down as well.
And Ross, you went to Princeton, so maybe you're the smartest here, or maybe you just got into Princeton because you were good at football. All right, here's my question.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I take shots at people. All right,
we know.
And Ross, you know I got nothing but love. I'm playing around.
It's all right. It's not my fault you couldn't get in.
Yeah, buddy.
Oh, I didn't even try. Trust me. I got into one school, right? One school. Thank God. So when we or any country would do a nuclear test, like what goes out in the atmosphere? Like we're going to test the bomb.
Yeah.
So what happens?
It explodes.
What explodes?
Desert. In the desert or like
full,
the ocean?
Full-fledged bomb?
Yes, full-fledged. They can measure
what
the
point
wonder.
Is
it's in the desert. Yeah. So
I know.
Or
don't they do it in the ocean, too? Haven't they done the ocean in the past? Yeah.
That's what I'm asking. So it's the same It's the same level bomb as the Hiroshima bomb or new stuff.
No, but that's not a dumb question because I actually wonder that, too, how they're able to clear an area that big.
Okay, that's what I've always wondered. Yeah. Okay.
You spent a lot of time on this one.
I have, because I've wondered, like, how far away are you to not be like, yo, government, I don't like that you did this 125 miles from me.
Well, people still didn't like it. I mean, it's not like people were like, oh, this is fine.
When was that okay?
It's a valid question. It's a very valid question.
Okay.
100%.
Okay, fair enough. All right, let's go to the phone.
Why you're doing puzzles?
I've wondered it myself.
Okay.
It's like, okay.
I never have.
Yeah, like how far is far enough?
No, I didn't wonder because I just assumed that they wouldn't do it close enough to
here.
People. Yeah,
okay.
Period. But
the point is they didn't really know how far was far enough.
And well, also there's wind and there's so many other factors that come in.
How far it's going to travel.
That's my point.
Yes.
Okay.
I think that what they do is they do what is the furthest possible given wind conditions, this and that, what's the worst case scenario, and then they probably add to that.
And that,
did not
ladies
have this on my bingo
card. That's our nuclear conversation for this morning. All right, let's go to Mike right now. What's going on, Mike?
Good morning, gang. How is everybody doing?
Good, buddy.
What's up, Mike?
Very good. Ben, I love hearing you. You know, as a guy in his early 50s, I need to have some fellow get off my lawn kind of people around. So
every now and again.
Them.
Yes, yes, indeed. Get off it.
Exactly. So, guys, so listen. So, look, I don't think Janney is going to be, you know, part of the equation this weekend. Meaning, I think we have enough with the defense and Saquon to take care of business this weekend coming up. I do have a concern with Jalen, though. Like, again, I'm not looking past this game, but just for the sake of the argument, if we go into Detroit. Or if Washington comes to us, because I don't think Washington's going to be a pushover, different conversation. Jalen is a little bit of an issue. Like, nobody could say with absolute certainty, Jalen is killing it. I am fully confident with Jalen. He's going to be fine. He's going to turn it on. I'm getting a little sick and tired of everybody saying Jalen's going to turn it on. Well, and here we are at the end of the season, close to it, saying, when is this kid going to turn it on? And it's like he's not a kid. He's been here 5 years. So I do have a concern with Jalen because they should be doing more. Like, if you really go back and if you're critical with that Green Bay game, I mean, they should have thrown up some more points. There's a lot of gifts that were given that we did nothing with. So, you know, Joe, I'm with you. Like, Jalen.
Green Bay had a good defense, Mike. Good defense. You know that.
Yeah,
and it's playoff football. It's not a walkover situation, even against this Rams team that's depleted and tired and exhausted and coming across the country. It's going to be a great game. I mean, this is playoff
football. Look, Mike, the good news is Jalen will probably play better. To your point, though, I think a lot of us would like to see him play a lot better. The greatest news of all is that
he's very capable of playing a lot better. That's the beautiful thing.
Well, I don't know.
But we keep saying the same thing. We keep saying he's capable of it.
And when will you be satisfied that he's – how well does he have to play? Is it numbers?
A lot better. It's not about numbers.
Is it 300 yards and three touchdowns and two touchdowns on the ground?
They can win. Mike, the good news is they can win anyway. In most instances, we'll see if that applies to, you know, Buffalo and Detroit and Baltimore and whoever they play up ahead. But, you know, yeah, I think he is a concern. I mean,
yeah, it's not stats, John, for me. It's more like if we needed Jalen to take us, you know, to win the game for us. Like, let's just say our defense.
Let's hope
is a
no one
pass.
Player has to win the game. For
well,
us.
You get the point. A lot of times in the playoffs to win
Correct.
A Super Bowl, not always, but a lot of times a big 2 minute drive is critical. I mean, it's been a part of a lot of Super Bowls. Mm-hmm. Mike,
That's
give me an
point.
Answer or a Super Bowl run. You know, getting there. Mike, an iconic photograph. What do you got?
Marilyn Monroe standing over the air grate.
Yeah, that's a good answer right there. And apparently Joe D wasn't happy about that.
No.
As her dress.
There wasn't much he was happy about when it came to around her.
Yeah, her dress
like
got a little
very jealous.
Little high. All right, Seltzer, we have the audio of Sirianni from yesterday, correct? All right, so Nick Sirianni was on our program. We covered a lot of ground. And actually, what we're about to play for you made some national news. I think ESPN at one point yesterday.
New York Post?
They had it as their fourth story yesterday, ESPN.com, his extensive answer on this. Because we wanted to ask about the book, and I figured he'd have AJ's back. But, you know, you never know. I mean, John, you talked right out of the gate.
early in the week, you thought AJ shouldn't have the book, you know, and it is an odd visual. Ross, thumbs up or thumbs down before we play this audio. Thumbs up or thumbs down on AJ reading a book during a game. And to be clear, a self-help book. It's not any random book. Self-help book. Thumbs up or thumbs down, Ross?
I would say thumbs up to whatever AJ Brown needs to do to play as well as he does. I would say thumbs down to the visual of an NFL player reading a book on the bench, on the sideline during the game.
Should it just be on it? Because I made the point Monday, same material, piece of paper or tablet, you can achieve your aim, but it doesn't look as ridiculous as a book. Is that fair?
I don't know that it makes a difference. You know what? You know what they could do? You know how they have those Microsoft Surface tablets over there,
yep, for
that, and that's how the players look at the plays.
Yep.
They could just put that same book on that.
That's
people
what I'm saying.
People wouldn't know if he's looking at the plays or reading the book.
Exactly.
Here's what I want to do. There might be
NFL rules about that stuff.
There might be in terms
of what's allowed on the electronics on the sidelines. I'm serious.
Well, there are. You can't have video, actually, which in college you're allowed to have video. In the NFL, it still is only pictures. It's still only screenshots. Those guys are not able to look at video, which I think is, I mean, look, high school teams look at video in between each play, but yet the NFL, they don't want to go there. I know what my idea was, Joe.
What?
My idea was, I wish I had a book. Because if I'm smart, I'd be having every NFL player I could telling them to take the book out to the sidelines during the game. The guy went to the bestseller. He's the number one best-selling. I mean, if that's allowed, if you're allowed to take out there,
well,
like, yeah, I mean,
that leads to a slippery slope if people do it and get paid on the side. But I don't think we're headed there. But we'll see. All right, I want to play this audio because in about five, we have 5 minutes. We're giving away the tickets to the Eagles. Not giving away. We're giving you a name in 5 minutes. And with this name, on Friday, you can win tickets to the Eagles and Rams.
And, of course, courtesy of our great partner, NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy.
All right, so be tuned and stay tuned. 5 minutes from now when we give you a name, and with that name, you can win the tickets on Friday. All right, let's play this audio. Sirianni, extensive answer, but we want to give you the whole thing for context sake of how he addressed the book. Here's us with Sirianni yesterday. Nick, let's talk about the AJ reading the book thing, and it's important to say it's a self-help book. It's not just some random book. So it's a self-help book. It's a strange visual, obviously. Are you okay with him reading a self-help book on the sideline, or would you rather he not?
No, I'm definitely okay with it. Everybody has their, you know, the crazy thing is it's been happening for, you know, he's been reading this book on the sideline for a long time. It just so happened that a camera saw it this week and kind of, you know, I don't know if made a big deal about it or not, but everybody has their own way. We talk so much about dog mentality, playing the next play, focusing your mind on what you're about to do so you can play with great effort and great detail. And some guys pray, you know, in between. Some guys meditate in between. Some guys, you know, AJ reads in between. Whatever these guys need to do to put their mind in a place where they can play with great detail and great effort, I fully encourage them to do that. And AJ is... I love AJ. He's such a good teammate, you know, and I find it, a little bit like I saw Jahan Dotson said something like defending AJ, and I thought that was awesome too. Just another opportunity, another example of our teammates defending each other that, you know, we don't do any research to figure out why, how long he's been doing it, why he's doing it, what he's reading. I mean, he's not reading a romance novel on the sideline. Like, you know, whatever he's, you know, we don't do any research and we jump to a conclusion of, oh, he must be disgruntled. That to me is lazy. And everyone needs to figure out why he's doing it before they jump to judgment on the man, because the man, AJ Brown, is a great, 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 great person. The man, AJ Brown, is the best receiver that, and I'll say it without hesitation, is the best receiver that this city's ever seen. The man, AJ Brown, is one of the best teammates that in the world to his guys. Not just the best receiver, the one of the best teammates. This guy is top notch. There's a reason he's done all the things he can do, and I love AJ Brown. And it's hard for me to watch when people are getting on him without doing the proper research of who the man is and what he's doing in the first place.
All right, that was Sirianni yesterday. I thought it was a great answer, man.
The man AJ Brown just ensured that a new rule will be put in place before next season. Hey guys, books, we need to keep them not on the sideline.
League
keep
rule?
Them in the locker room.
League?
There's, yeah, either team or league.
Well, Sirianni ain't going to do it. Sirianni just told you he's good with it.
He's going to tell the guys, hey, next year.
I don't think so.
Before next year starts.
No,
guys,
it's not Sirianni. It's going
to
be the league.
We're going to have to put something.
Well, that's a different thing.
Digital,
yes.
Like, there can't. Everyone can't
listen,
have
the, the league might, but I don't
under
think
under their butt on the sideline.
I think the league might.
The league, no, the
yeah,
league might,
but they have to. I agree.
It's
have
leading to yes, yeah. It's leading to something.
Yeah,
to
the
prevent
optics
this
were bad.
From happening.
You know,
the
optics aren't great, but I'll say this: I thought Sirianni's answer and just awesome. The way he's handled, right, Ross, phenomenal.
Awesome.
Phenomenal.
The vim and vigor with which he delivered it.
Totally.
You know, sometimes when you hear a coach, you can kind of tell when it's like coach speak.
Yep.
And then other times you can hear a guy, you're like, whoa, he really means this. You know what I mean? Like,
I agree.
I almost feel like I'm an expert at this point in like BS versus no, this guy really feels that way. He really feels that way about AJ Brown.
I agree. All right.